This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad.
Thank you, everyone, for coming to the grand opening of the Thomas H. Riddell Library, our new interim location. We're so excited to have you here. We have been open for a few weeks now, but we're here today together to celebrate, have some cake, cut the ribbon, and say thank you to everyone who is a part of this project. Yay! All right, we welcome everyone to come inside. There's cake and coffee and water and juice.
Yeah. That's Ashley Nunn-Smith, CEO of SoShore Public Libraries, welcoming about 70 people on Saturday for the official opening of the interim location of the Thomas H. Riddell Library in Liverpool. The library has been open for about 6 weeks in its new home, and people were impressed with the new digs, with some hoping the library stays where it is, with others wishing for a permanent location closer to downtown. The Region of Queens budgeted up to $1.26 million on renovations to the space in the municipally owned Liverpool Business Development Center off White Point Road. The library had to leave the Rossignol Cultural Center in downtown Liverpool by December 31st because the building's owner, Sherman Hines, was selling the building. Tom Riddell and his family have allowed South Shore Public Libraries to continue to use the famed Nova Scotia author's name on the Liverpool branch for another 5 years. Riddell said he's happy the library is in a better, newer space.
I think it's a great space. Hopefully it's a step in the right direction. It's certainly in a far better place than it was before. And I think from what I understand from the folks that are using it, everybody's really happy with it. The space is gorgeous inside. Location, obviously, has been a controversial one over the years, but this library needed to be in a newer spot, and this will suit the purpose until another one is built in the appropriate location.
Many residents were concerned that the new location isn't easy to walk to, with no sidewalks and limited lighting. Region of Queens Mayor Scott Christian said that he's excited about the new space with its expanded program rooms, commercial kitchen, and children's section.
The plans are to make this space as great as we can make it. And we need to, as a community and as a council, figure out what makes sense in terms of either bringing a future library closer to town or bringing town closer to this library.
He said it's too early to say what the future holds for a more permanent location, but he said the region has to work out its priorities for the next few years and address whether Liverpool needs a new multi-purpose community center, which could include meeting space, a gymnasium, and the library.
I think the focus right now, both for the folks, you know, at SoShore Libraries and also for the Region of Queens staff and the work that they've done to make the built environment really work, is to figure out how, for now, to make this the best space that we can make it. And the space is great in there, so it's what do we need to do with the surrounding environment to remove barriers, make sure that there's access, make sure that users who want to be accessing the space are provided that opportunity.
Queens MLA Kim Masland said she would support a request for provincial funding for a new space for the library.
But I think today we see as many people that are here, lots of smiling faces, lots of people, you know, really excited about this. So, you know, this is also an interim facility for now. So hopefully we'll see a new library built in town. That would be my wish someday. But we're here now, and this is a great, great interim facility.
Lynn Ireland of Liverpool was one of the many local library lovers taking it all in on Saturday.
I think this is great, yeah. It's going to be used. Yeah, and people complain about the location, but I don't think it's all that far out. A lot of money went into building this, and why not leave it here?
Susan McGibbon of Liverpool said her gardening club had their first meeting there a couple of weeks ago, and turnout doubled. While she likes the new larger, brighter space, she hopes the region can build a new one in a more central location.
I don't think there was another option, and I think they've done a good job making it a good option. Do I think we need another location that's part of a community hub? Yes, absolutely. And I think a new library committee getting struck is going to happen very soon, so that work can get going.
Sherman Nunez of Liverpool was at the library on Saturday with his 4-year-old Lisa and his 2-year-old Luke as they played in the new children's area.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's spacious. It has a lot of light. I've been to the previous library. This is a step up. Yeah, it's very nice. We like to take the kids out. And previously, we did not have an indoor space around here in Liverpool. town where we could take them out for a day or something. So we had to drive up to Bridgewater. But I think with this new addition, it would be nice to get them over here every weekend, especially so that they can run around, read some books, play with the toys. As you can see, they're already occupied.
Thomas H. Rattle Library is open 6 days a week and closed on Mondays. Queens County Transit offers free rides to and from the library from downtown Liverpool. That service runs every Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. from the market shelter beside Hell Bay Brewing. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.